All right, good afternoon. That was an interesting story and report on China. And apparently this see the map from China and the US. My name is Yu Song. I'm from Michigan State University, where we have an international joint degree program between Michigan State and some Chinese agriculture schools. So I'll just walk you through what we're doing here both in China and the States. So I actually was in Pittsburgh last year, so I wonder if any of you happened to be at my presentation last year? All right, so so this program, this joint program, we actually call that the Michigan State China Turf Program. It first started back in 2003 when the agreement was signed. Then back in 04 and 05, Michigan State, we selected some Chinese faculties for participation in this program. And in 2006, the first Michigan State coursework was taught by MSU faculty in China. And as of 2008, the first class of this joint BS degrees, they were awarded. And students get two degrees, one from Michigan State University and one from their home school in China. We're working actually with four schools in China, in Beijing, Sichuan, Northeast and Suzhou, so it actually represents a wide geographic area. So we're working with the four schools, so students actually come from all these different four schools. So today I'm gonna talk a little bit about our academic schedule, our curriculum, our teaching, and things like that. So basically, this Michigan State China Turf Program is a five-year program. The first 3 years, the first year is intensive English training, followed up by 2 years of basic studies that takes place in China. So after the first 3 years, we at Michigan State, we enroll the students as international transfer students. I gotta mention that it's actually off-campus transfer students because we have very unique teaching schedule and method, which is, I mean, for whoever we enroll as our students, it's actually in their fourth year, but they're actually called the juniors. And they spend the time in China. One of the features of this program is actually we at Michigan State, we send our faculty members who travel to teach in China. So, for example, in the junior year, students are in China taking coursework. And another feature of this program is during the fourth semester of the senior year, all the students actually come over to the United States to do an internship. So our focus is on turf management because this is a turf management program. So basically, for as far as the admissions, students go into this Chinese schools just through this Chinese national entrance exam. But as far as for Michigan State, they have to apply for application and they need to submit a qualifying TOEFL score, which is a standard English language test. As far as the credits, in order to get the degree from Michigan State, they have to have a total of 120 credits. So part of that come from their coursework taken in China, and the other half from Michigan State coursework. So a brief look at the curriculum. As I mentioned, the teaching method is actually for us to travel to China to teach, and actually we have the same faculty that teach on campus here in Michigan that go over to China to teach. And so it's basically, everything's the same. Same faculty, same course, materials, same kind of standards. So for example, in their first year as our students, it takes some basic coursework like introductory turf management and stuff like that. And if we jump over to, like for example, in the spring for the seniors, which is their last semester, they take some more advanced courses like turf strategies and turf physiology. So how do we deliver all these courses? The most important aspect for our teaching is, as I mentioned, we have this face-to-face teaching by Michigan State faculty who go to China. So last year, we sent a total of 13 faculty members who actually go to teach in China. So with this many courses that we offer, the teaching is actually in 2 to 3 week blocks. So for instance, if it's a 2 credit class, it takes about 2 weeks. If it's 3 credits, it takes 3 weeks. So This is the primary component for this program. We also have a small number of online classes and some of the hybrid courses where we start online, but eventually a faculty go to China, face the students, so it's kind of like a hybrid. And also, as I mentioned, back in 2004, we trained some Chinese faculty for participation in this program, and one or two courses actually is taught by the Chinese faculty that we actually trained back in 2004 and 5. So, as I mentioned, the internship probably is the most important feature for this program, because so far, for the past 4 years, including this year, a total of 184 Chinese TERF students have come to the U.S. for internship. The internship typically starts with a two-week orientation at Michigan State. So when the students arrive on campus, we give them this two-week period on campus just as orientation. We take care of their, like, for example, Social Security card applications. We give them a text workshop because the internship the students doing are paid. So we get a walk them through on how the tax system actually works in the United States. We help them set up with their banking accounts, for example, with their immunization, so to keep every healthy. And also, from time to time, some faculty members would always invite, when the students are on campus, invite to their houses for a cookout. So it's pretty interesting. I mean, especially for those kids who come to the U.S. as their first trip. So it's pretty exciting for them. So for example, some campus activities. If you look at the upper right corner picture, in the yellow circle, that's the president of Michigan State University who came to visit with the students. And for example, at the lower left corner, we brought the students over to a local bank so they can open up their savings and banking accounts. So with a two-week orientation week, because few of the Chinese students have previous experience with TERF as far as equipment operations, because TERF is about TERF maintenance, golf course management. So the students spend most of the two-week period actually on campus learning how to operate TERF equipment. So for example, some pictures taken this year, primarily were given training to the students on how to mow and how to drive. While probably in the States, everybody takes driving granted, but not so much the case with some of the Chinese students, but we're trying to get them prepared before they go on for their internships. So in order to better prepare the students for their internships, just started this past August, we're now teaching equipment training in China. It's a big change because typically what we've been doing is when the students arrive on campus in Michigan State, we just give them 2 week period training, very intensive. But now we're doing this in China for the whole fall semester. So for example, I was there with one of my colleagues. We were there for 2 weeks teaching them how to mow and how to drive. And before we left, we give them like a schedule to follow up so that they can practice mowing and driving for the whole semester. And actually, in December, two other faculty members are going to China to help them improve and to evaluate how they're doing, because that, we believe, is a very positive step towards getting the students better prepared for their U.S. internships. So primarily, we're doing golf course internships. Some of the golf courses we're working with actually are of the very prestigious ones in the United States. For example, like Baltus Row, Inverness, Wintfoot. These are some of the very famous golf courses in the United States. So if you look at this map, this is a combined distribution from this year and last year's internships. So we have interns, for example, in Oregon, in Arizona, in Rhode Island, and Florida. So it's a wide distribution. So the red dots, if you look at it, it's primarily golf course internships, and the blue dots are for university research internship, because mostly we're focusing on these golf course internships, but we are also doing university-based research internships. So some of the pictures that I took myself when I was doing the intern visits, this was at Baltus Row Golf Club. I actually set up a TV interview with a TV station, so kind of report on how the students are doing. For example, this was up at Quick Ridge Golf Club. This is right now it's a top 30 private golf club in the United States. So it's a great opportunity for the students to actually work there. Some of the courses in Ohio, for example, for this year we actually have 7 interns in the state of Ohio doing different tasks. And also interns doing their work in Maryland, in Rhode Island, in Illinois, for example, just at different locations. And also some interns in Michigan. So, and for this year, if you look at the lower right corner, we have one intern with the Pit Dyes Dye Designs group. So getting some exposure to golf course design as well. So I mentioned that we're focusing on golf course internships, but we also have a portion of students doing their internships at different universities. So this is a combined list of university hosts this year and last year, so just at different locations across the country. So for example, I was visiting with my intern at the University of Massachusetts. She was doing some work in turf physiology, so it was pretty exciting. So again, the intern distribution is very widely distributed, and we're actually in the process of still looking for more internship positions for the students, because actually the number of students for this program has been increasing. For the first year, we had about 24 students. The second year, we had about 43. The third year, we had 50 students. And right now, this is our fourth year. Right now in the US, we have a total of 65 interns. And even larger number for next year, 73. So that's a big population for the students. So comes with some challenges. So they're eventually going to get this degree from Michigan State, so we get a assess on the transfer credits. Now we've been doing this for 3-4 years, we have figured out a good way to do that. And also getting applications from the students and getting their TOEFL scores submitted. Another challenge is with the schedule of the faculty going to teach in China, because you need to make sure that everybody's happy and just getting people, sending people out at different times, different intervals, and especially when we are doing this just in 2 or 3 week blocks, which is a challenge for the faculty as well as for the students. Because basically when the faculty go to China to teach, it's basically the whole morning, the afternoon, nonstop for 5 days. So for 2 weeks, that's a 2-credit course. And of course, with the increased number of students, to find this many number of internships is a challenge as well. Also, come together with that is the amount of paperwork, because we take care of all their visa paperwork, all their work authorization paperwork, the health insurance, things like that. It's the same for everybody, so just imagine the number of students. And most recently, a new challenge has been the Chinese government is actually collecting some taxes of the tuition that's paid by the students, and we're trying to figure out a good way to do that. So come with the challenge, we have these opportunities. For this program, we actually have more students than in the resident program, which is really some good opportunities. And also, the department and the college, we actually retain about 75% of all the tuition revenue. As the previous speaker was talking, they're having some good experience in China, and also for this program, we expose these Chinese students to the U.S. culture, and when the U.S. faculty go to China, the same way. So the program is aimed at preparing for the rapidly growing golf industry in China, which would be good, and also gives the opportunity to establish some relationships between professors on both sides of the Pacific. And if you see the joy on the faces of the graduates, we actually have this commencement ceremony in China every year. So it's pretty big. And with that, I would welcome any questions.
We have a few minutes for questions before we take a break.
Any questions? Actually, we have some of our past and current students here in this room. If you guys don't mind, wave your hand.
Hi, everybody. Right now, I'm a master's student at Michigan State University in Turnbrass Ministries.
So she graduated actually last year, and she's now a graduate student at Michigan State. And so she used to go in this picture. She's one of the 65 interns right now doing internships in the U.S. And that gentleman there, he graduated this past May, and right now he's a graduate student at Penn State doing research in turf.
Who covers the costs for the faculty members going to China?
Oh, that's a good question. So the costs, well, yes, that's a lot of money to be spent, I mean, for, say, all this air tickets, hotel rooms, everything for the 13 or 14 faculty every year going to China. Actually, it comes from the tuition money. I mean, it's a huge investment, and we are interested in doing this stuff. Yes, please.
May I miss, when you had 13 going, you say they just go in little blocks?
Yes.
Is that more efficient than just sending a couple for the whole semester?
Yeah, I would say probably it's more efficient because we have the same set of coursework that everything we teach here, we teach them in China. So probably it's the easier way to do that. Yes?
And after paying the faculty salaries, the cost, I guess, of going and traveling, it's still a net benefit for the department at Michigan?
Well, right now I would say we're not making a lot of money. It's kind of breaking even, but I mean, probably the benefits of this program, especially when considered in the longer run, will be a greater benefit. So if anyone might be interested in getting an intern for next year or for the future, please feel free to contact with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.